Well, it's good to be here, boys and girls, today. And you really did very, very well. That was really good. Were you all nervous? No? Oh, you wouldn't be nervous. No way. Too easy. We'll have a wee competition, I think. I think we're going to see who can sit up and behave the best. That's what we're going to do. Maybe your mommy and daddy said to you today, now you sit up at the front, be good, don't let me down, and no misbehaving. Is that what they said? I have no right now. Well, we'll see if we can get the moms and dads to fold their arms. We don't want any of them going to sleep, sure we don't. No way. Right, we'll get the moms and dads to fold their arms. They need to get their zips across because they could talk. Oh, they could. Especially the mommies. The mommies like to talk and targe. And there's other words with T that we can just keep going. And we'll get the daddies as well. Now, we're going to fold our arms and we're going to see who sits up and behaves the best. You have to say, you're looking really nice today. You're all nicely dressed up in your nice new clothes and all the lovely, nice, clean, washed iron clothes. Do you think I look good today? Thanks, that's nice. Clean the glasses, brush the hair. I had to clean the teeth as well. I always like to have nice, fresh teeth. Whenever I come to preach, wouldn't want to stand up in the pulpit preaching with lettuce teeth, sure you wouldn't. No way. Not that you'd eat lettuce first thing in the morning anyway. Sure you wouldn't, no. You like my toothbrush? No. Yes, it's cool, I think. Your minister is one to see him, he told me. No. Hey, it's pink. I like pink. Pink's a lovely colour. There's a wee blue boy and a wee blue girl. There's a wee blue boy and a wee pink girl in the front of it. I'm sure you went into the bathroom. I'm sure you went into the bathroom this morning and you cleaned your teeth and washed your face. Maybe somebody in your family takes their teeth out of a cup. Maybe they don't work with a toothbrush anymore. I don't know what way it goes. You don't understand that, you asked your granny. What way do you clean your teeth with a cup? And granny, she'll explain it to you sometime. Maybe you went into the bath this morning. Mommy said, well, you're going to be up at the front of the church. You need to be nice and clean. Maybe Mommy sent you into the shower with a sponge and a bottle of this stuff. And you went down and you got all nice and clean. Daddy uses shower gel. Really nice stuff. Daddy smells good in the shower. Mommy uses fancy sponges and soaps and all the moisturizers of the day. But we just go in and wash and come out and we're all nice and clean. You know, boys and girls, whenever I was listening and thinking about all of the things you were singing and saying today, there was one person in all of those songs, and that was Jesus Christ. And the little verse that you're thinking about today is, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And who is the me in that verse? It is the Lord Jesus. You know, boys and girls and mums and dads, today I want us to think about a verse of Scripture tucked away over in the New Testament. And it's found in 1 John 1 and the verse 7. And it says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ. You see, boys and girls, whenever mommy sends you into the bathroom to get ready, you have a problem because you have teeth that need cleaned. You have hair that needs washed. And you need to be nice and crisp and clean. Maybe Mommy was flying about the house yesterday doing her housework and she tidied one room and sent you into another one. And then once you had that room tidied, she sent you back in and you wrecked it all again. And Mommy's tidying was all no good. But you know, boys and girls, there's nothing as bad as coming to the church and the church not being clean. So I thought I would come and make sure that the pulpit was nice and clean for you, brother. It would be an awful job if you got dust on that nice new suit there. Well, just make sure it's nice and clean. If the caretaker's here, it's not bad, but we'll give it a wee polish off here. We'll have to keep everybody happy. There, it's nice and clean now, so there's no more dusty sleeves for the minister. But Mommy runs about with these here, doesn't she? Yes, and Mommy's very busy cleaning. You see, around the house, there's various things that Mommy can use to clean. That's because Mommy has lots of problems in the house. And they're not all little ones. Daddy's the biggest problem. But all of the cleaning that Mommy has to do, Mommies are so busy. You know, Mom, you don't realize how busy Mommies are. Mommies are so busy loading dishwashers, loading tumble dryers, Putting all the stuff, doing all the stuff around the house. It's hard work, I know. And then daddies are very busy as well, washing the cars and power washing the paths and all the things around the house. But you know, boys and girls and mums and dads, that reminds me of a problem. Whenever daddy comes to wash the car, daddy has a problem. I was washing the cars yesterday and I used a new shampoo for the car. And you know this? It was the best shampoo I ever used. Do you know the biggest problem when you're washing a car? Is flies. They're not flying, they're dead. They're on the front of the car and you can't get them off. But this shampoo, it takes them off. Ooh, just like that there. You know, boys and girls, there's one little thing that you wouldn't really use for cleaning. I wouldn't think. You wouldn't have washed your face with one of these, would you? No. It's a what? What? You tell me. You don't know. Somebody might know. What is it? A cupcake. You can eat it if you want, son. Who does anybody know what it is? It's not a cupcake, no. You might get something like that in your lunchbox, just a wee bag like that, but I wouldn't fancy eating it. Does anybody know? Shh, what? A what? A muffin. No. I'm the only wee muffin here today. Coal, that's right. It's a piece of coal. It's a piece of coal. Hands up if you wash your face with a piece of coal. Ah, you can tell. You can always tell. You wouldn't wash your face with a piece of coal, sure you wouldn't. No, you would not. You would take some look at Mommy if she was standing washing dishes with a piece of coal, wouldn't you? Or if you went in and Mommy reached you the face cloth and a piece of coal and said, away in there and wash your face and come out all nice and clean. You would say, Mommy, have a little bit of sense. That coal is all dusty and dirty and filthy and it's not clean at all. That's why I have it in a bag. I don't want my fingers all black. It's not nice, sure it's not. It's all dusty and dirty and filthy. You know, boys and girls, that reminds me of the problem that we have of sin. You see, whenever we come to clean, there's always a problem. Because there's a stain or there's something that is unclean that needs to be clean. Your dishes are dirty. Your face needs washed. Your teeth need clean. You know, boys and girls, does anybody think that they could clean this piece of coal for me? If I was to give it to you and come back tonight and ask you, you clean that coal for me and I'd pay you for cleaning it. Does anybody think you could wash it clean? Okay, very good. Well, you can't. You can't wash the coal because the coal's black and it's going to stay black and the coal's dirty and it's always going to stay dirty. And that's just like our sin. Because the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you know, grown-ups today, maybe you look at your life and on the outside you look to be clean. On the outside you look to be clean. There's a wee phrase that we have down at home. And it's clean rotten. Do you have clean rotten in Korean? If there's still sin in your heart, and you think that you're okay to get to heaven, you're clean rotten. Because you're clean of yourself. But as far as God is concerned, there's sin in your heart and there's sin in your life. And that old rottenness of sin will keep us out of heaven forever. That's the problem. But you know, there's something else, boys and girls, I want you to think about, and that's the prescription. Did you ever go shopping with your mommy? And mommy goes around the store and she gets all of the food that you need, and then mommy starts to buy things like these. Mommy says, well, I need something to wash the clothes. So mommy buys something to wash the clothes, and then she says to herself, I need something to clean the bathroom. Mommy has all of these answers, all of these prescriptions, all of these cures. So mommy says, I need something to clean the bathroom. And then she says to herself, I need something strong around the house. Daddy says, well, you've got me. Isn't that right? Then Mommy buys Mr. Muscle. And Daddy, I thought I was your Mr. Muscle. Isn't that right? Sorry, there's another Mr. Muscle in your house. And he does jobs that you don't want to do, or probably can't do either. Oh, there's Mr. Sheen. The Mr. Muscle and the Mr. Sheen. Maybe you're both. Maybe the wife gives you Mr. Muscle and Mr. Sheen. And you have to work with it. Maybe Mommy uses then something like this. If you had a little fall, Mommy would maybe clean the little cut with something like that there. One thing you don't want her to do is use a sponge like this, because it would make the cut a whole lot worse. You know, boys and girls, whenever we think of all of the different cleaning things that you can buy and all of the things that Mommy would have in her cupboard, there's a particular thing for a particular job. Do you think Mommy would wash your face with this? No. No, she would not. Do you think that Daddy would let you wash his shoes with this?
No.
No, he would not. And you know, boys and girls, you have to go and get the proper thing for the proper job. What would you clean with the coal again? Your face. No, nothing. I know what we'll clean with the coal. What's this? Soap. A bar of soap. I would say this soap would wash. Look how white that soap is. You could nearly eat that soap. It's that nice. You're laughing. There's a wee girl in my Sunday school, and she ate a bar of soap. And she blew bubbles for a week. It's no joke, she blew bubbles for a week. Don't eat soap, it looks nice. Hey, I might try and wash this coal with this bar of soap. I wonder what it worked. You see, boys and girls, whenever I think of the many different cleaning things there are, it reminds me of the many different ways people are trying to get to heaven. The Bible says there's one way to get to heaven. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. One way, God said, to get to heaven. And guess what? Jesus is the only way. And all through this service today, we have heard about Jesus. The text there that you see, follow me. It's all about Jesus. Even though we have all of these cleaning problems, and even though we have all of these cleaning solutions, there's one problem today that we all have, and that's sin. And there's only one answer to that, and that's Jesus. I wonder today, are you trying to clean up your life with good works? Are you trying to clean up your life with the soaps of self-righteousness? Are you trying to keep yourself clean and keep yourself pure enough that somehow, somewhere, sometime, God might just let you get into heaven? You know, boys and girls and mums and dads, we see also the proof. We see the proof. Whenever you wash the dishes and you set them all out again on the bench, they're all nice and clean. And whenever Daddy washes his car, all of the flies and all of the muck is washed off the car, and the car is sitting nice and crisp and clean. And you know that Daddy has cleaned it because you see it. You know, it's the same for sin. Because the Bible says that whenever we become a Christian, whenever our sins are washed away, the Bible says old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. I wonder, boys and girls, and maybe older young people in the meeting today, maybe you stood up on a platform one day just like these children. Maybe one day you said a little prayer and you asked Jesus into your heart, but your life at the moment is far from clean. Your life at the moment is far from right. And once you did follow the Lord Jesus Christ, but now you're following after other things. You have gone off to do your own thing. Follow me, Jesus says, and I will make you fishers of men. Are you serving the Lord? Are you loving Him more? Do you love Jesus Christ? I wonder today, mums and dads, is the proof in your life? Are you a Christian today? Has the blackness and the filthiness of sin been washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You could wash this piece of coal with all of these things here and anything else you had. You could scrub it from now, as we say to the cows, come home. And you know what? It'll always be a piece of coal. You know what? It'll always be black. And it will always be filthy. And that's like sin. You could live a good life and a clean life all of your days. And you know what? Sin will still be there. And heaven will not be for you. Jesus said, come unto me. Jesus said, follow me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, boys and girls, I trust today that you'll ask Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Savior. Mums and dads, grannies and grandas, maybe your little one at the front here does know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Maybe their sin has been washed away. I wonder how it is for you today. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If the blood has never been applied to your life and to your heart, heaven will never be your home. Thank you for listening, boys and girls. And I can't wait to see and hear what you have in store for us tonight.